Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey. How are you?
I'm dandy. How about yourself?
Doing fine.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in again today.
You bet.
And we've got a fun one, a little bit of math. My son would love this. What does it cost? What does it actually cost to produce a calf? And that's leaving out the rest of the leg and everything, but calf production.
There you go. You know, so
I should go. That was a terrible joke.
So that is what we want to talk about. We want to talk about what it costs to produce a calf. And, you know, most of the time when we're talking about the value of a calf or the revenue side of the equation, that's the side, of course, that is driven by the number of calves you sell, what those calves weigh, and then also by the price that's received. But today, I'd like to talk about the other side of the equation, and let's take a look at expenses. As we're all aware, you know, you have revenue, you minus expense, and you have profits. Hopefully you have profits. And so what I did was I did some digging through some of the Kansas Farm Management Association information. They're a great source to find information on expenses and that kind of thing in a cow-calf enterprise. Well, in the study that I was looking at, the Kansas Farm Management Association broke cost into two categories. And the first category is total feed cost, and the other category was operational cost. And so the data was looking at years from 2018 through 2022. And now let's talk a little bit about what these costs include, right? So the total feed costs are what you'd imagine. It's going to have pasture, hay, grain, mineral, any of those types of things. The operational cost are all the costs except for feed costs. So that could be anything from labor to fuel to vet supplies, repairs, machinery, interest, depreciation, I don't know, taxes, you name it, okay? And so I was looking at this, and the study showed that both feed cost and non-feed cost increased over that five-year period. In 2018, feed cost were $472, and the non-feed costs were $569. In 2022, that jumped to $619 for feed cost and $620 for non-feed cost. So the average cost to produce a calf in 2018 was $1,041 per cow. And in 2022, that had jumped to $1,239 per cow. The total cost to produce a calf went up 19% in that five-year period. So the bad news is this only went through 22. You know, we got to worry about 23. Costs were expected to increase in 2023 due to inflation and due to the persistence of drought. So the news might be worse even next year on what it costs to produce that calf, get it up to weaning age. You know, at home I have a few cows, and now I know why I'd rather talk about the price I get for my calves rather than my darn expenses, because those expenses are depressing. Anyway, until next time, stay safe, and whatever business you're in, livestock or whatever, look for ways to cut your cost.
Without cutting corners.
Right, true. You still want a great product.
Yes, you do. Oh, boy. I almost feel badly that I can't eat beef and help, you know, drive up the demand a little bit so you get a better price, but that's a big jump.
That's a big jump.
And is that
19% in 5 years? That's pretty considerable.
So is that taking into account things like the weather, shipping, gas, and all that? Or what's going into that increase?
Sure, part of it will be weather and all of those things, inflation, weather drives the amount of grass that's grown, the amount of hay that's grown. That increases. If we have lower production of grass, then we have higher hay prices. So, it all goes into the cost, absolutely. And drought, you know, if you're feeding a lot of grain to some of your cow herd or to your stalkers in some instances, yes, you're gonna have higher costs because the price of grain's higher, so.
So start hoping for twins.
Well, Some people would not like that idea either, because then getting those cows rebred can be difficult sometimes.
That opens up its whole new field full of problems right there.
Sure thing.
All right. Well, if folks have questions for you about this, maybe they want to see, where can I find this information? Mm-hmm. How can I use it to my advantage? How do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 785-828-4438.
All right. Well, thank you, Rod. We always enjoy having you in and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.